A coalition of clergy members from Queens is calling on the city to increase its commitment to help local homeowners recover from the effects of Hurricane Sandy. Last night, the coalition, which calls itself Queens Congregations United for Action, hosted a meeting of some 700 local residents and several city and state officials. They issued a number of demands, including a call for the setting up of resources to help undocumented immigrants recover from property and other losses. They are also demanding improvements to the city's rapid repair program, which was set up to help homeowners victimized by the hurricane. WBAI's Jose Santiago spoke with Bishop Lennox Hall, pastor of the Glory Light Tabernacle International Ministry in Far Rockaway.
Our demands for last night, we are pushing that the current rapid repairs program be fixed immediately. And by adding the inclusion of mold remediation, at present now the program does not deal with mold treatment. And if there's a presence of mold in a house, even though you restore light and heat, they will not be able to stay there because of infection. And we're also asking that this program be fully resourced to increase the number of supply of contractors, supplies and funds, and also finally to minimize the waiting list and get every family their heat and power back by December 31st.
And what are people experiencing that prompted you to make these requests and ask for these changes?
Well, we have a whole lot of residents who are still in their homes, and some of them have gotten electricity, but no heat. They have exercised patience in waiting for our city to respond to remedy the heating problem, only to find out that this rapid repair program, which was a very good initiative of the mayor's office, the rapid repair program, but I think we that are on the ground hearing the cries of the people that they're cold, you know, and there can be some acceleration and more effectiveness of this program to get our people out of the cold, especially the deep freezes coming up. We think that if our mayor was here, the cries on the ground, that our people are exercising patience. But we believe that our mayor, he can make things happen. This morning, for instance, I was at one of my parishioners' house that got a visit from the rapid repairs, and they were working to get the boiler going. But the place has mold, which has to be addressed. And I was saying, this is a typical example. This home could have been treated before the rapid repairs people arrive. I think it will even create a safer environment for the workers in the rapid repairs program. They have been replacing boilers and fixing electrical problems, replacing circuits and so on. But the environment that has been created by the delay in fixing those problems, where mold has started to grow, have not been addressed. And we think that from the ground that the leaders should have recognized that there's a delay in getting this thing fixed. It's going to produce mold. We can't disregard mold because it's going to affect some of our residents. Because right now we have residents whose children are getting ill because of the mold that is growing.
I see.
Some of them had to find a certified electrician to get their lights back on, put their hands in their pockets to do that. So we believe that if they can add to the component of the rapid repairs program, hearing the cries on the ground of the existing need is going to add quality and more effectiveness to the program. And if they can increase the resource, I feel that there can be more people on the ground in rapid repairs. Let's hire more contractors. It's not a long-term job you're asking them to do. It's a short-term job that will remedy and save us a lot of long-term illnesses.
Bishop Lennox Hall is pastor of the Glory Light Tabernacle International Ministry in Far Rockaway, Queens. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago. And you're listening to the news on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Andrea Sears.